Hi guys, it's Chris. Before the show today, I want to talk about the Magic for Less Travel Agency, who's one of our great sponsors. Just recently, the Disney Cruise Line released their summer 2018 itineraries, and this includes first-time ports in Italy and Ireland. Also, they have a number of great European itineraries that include stops in the Mediterranean, Northern Europe, Norway, and Iceland. And don't forget about the great sailings that visit Alaska, the Caribbean, and the Bahamas. Contact Laura Fitzpatrick or one of the other great agents for the Magic for Less for more details. Plus, the Magic for Less has an unbelievable shipboard credit offer. Look at themagicforless.com for more details. Hello and welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my trusty co-host, Peter Ponacorvo. How you doing, big guy?
Good, Chris. How about you?
I'm doing really good. Pete, I'm excited. We got a really cool show. We got some cool news, and we've got
a special guest.
We got a special guest, and I'm excited to have her on because, I'll be honest, as my week of communication goes, I communicate with her through social media probably just as much as anybody, so I'm finally excited to speak with her and to have her on the program. So, everyone, this is Lisa Yost. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Are you kidding us? So, Lisa, tell me, you know what? Let's start off. Well, you know what? Let's not even start off with learning about you. I'm going to throw some trivia right at you before we begin. Are you ready for some trivia?
All right. Let's give it a shot.
We'll warm you up with some trivia. And this is going to be related to our show topic today. So, here we go. How many recipes... Oh, I should give credit here. This is from Disney by the Numbers, which is by Tony Castelnuovo, who also has the Disney Parks podcast. So, this book has got facts and figures about Walt Disney World, theme parks, and resorts. So, how many recipes are on file throughout all the eateries at Walt Disney World? Total number of recipes on file.
Oh, man.
Okay, Google.
Yeah, you can't cheat. No cheating.
Oh, wow.
And I throw it to you because it's a crazy number.
Oh, Pete, go ahead.
I'm going with 12,436.
It's not so crazy. It's not so far off.
Wow. All right, I'll go a little higher, say in the 13,000 range.
13,000. Okay, yeah. You're both a little high. 8,000 recipes are on file throughout all the eateries at Walt Disney World. That number is like incomprehensible. You know, you look at an average cookbook, it's a couple hundred. That's incomprehensible.
See, but that was my gut instinct. I was figuring, all right, there's about X amount of restaurants, say, you know, 50 items per menu, but then they rotate new stuff in and out. So say 100 to 100 per restaurant or so.
I would
have gotten me in the ballpark.
You definitely were. It was way more prep work than I would have given it, Pete. You get credit for that one.
Oh, I couldn't even guess at that one. That one's, wow, that's insane.
When was the last time either of you had a turkey leg?
Oh, I missed it my last trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you've had one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can actually tell you the last time is we went in November 2006 was my last one.
Okay.
From down there. Yeah, besides Thanksgiving, of course.
Okay, so let's channel your 11-year memory
about
how heavy, what is the average weight is of a turkey leg?
5 pounds.
Whoa!
No, not quite. All right, yeah, we'll just go with 5 pounds. It's a little crazy, but we'll go with that.
Okay. Pete, what do you think?
I'm going... Can I give a range? Because I know they tend to be kind of somewhere... I'm going to say around 20 ounces, so about a pound and a half.
Pete, 1.5... Hang on. 1.5 pounds is the average weight of a turkey leg. That a boy, Peter.
Nice. They're just so huge.
We're talking
I had to
food,
go big.
So.
Yeah. Pete got this figured out already, at least before you even showed.
We're talking food, so it's kind of my, it's right in my breadbasket there.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of, this has got crust involved. How many pizzas are made each hour using their custom-made pizza makers? Now, think of this as the property as a whole. How many pizzas are made each hour using their custom-made pizza makers?
I want to know who actually has time to think of this stuff.
Tony does.
Yeah, this is, oh, wow.
This is a goofy number as well, too. You have to think about it, the property as a whole.
I'm going to say it's 600 an hour.
No, I'm going higher than that.
Give me a number.
1,300.
You're really close. 1,200 pizzas per hour.
Wow.
Think about the consumption of that. That's ridiculous.
That's a lot of pizza.
Holy cow. So we're going to go and retouch upon this because our topic deals with something very similar today, but I want to go and learn more about you right now, Lisa. So tell us a little bit about you. Tell us how you really kind of fell in love with Disney and all the other good stuff, like your blood type. No, your favorite your favorite park. I want to know all this information. So let's start off from the beginning. How'd you really fall in love with it?
Well, our first trip was back in Christmas of 89. I was 11. We drove 18 of us from Pennsylvania down there. And that was my first trip, and it was wonderful, and I've loved it ever since. Unfortunately, I don't get there too often, though, but...
Okay. It was a caravan going down the road, wasn't it?
It was. We had four cars, and back then it was before cell phones, so we all rented CB radios. And we had call signs for each car. There was Snow White. There was the family truckster. I don't remember the other ones, but yeah, we... There was four cars full of us, and there was no seatbelt laws at the time. My aunt and uncle took out the center row of their minivan, and we had blankets and pillows down in the middle, and it was all kinds of fun.
That does sound like fun. Did you guys stay on property, or were you off property?
We actually stayed in the cabins at Fort Wilderness.
Oh, man. So you had a bunch of cabins, too, then. You rented three or four cabins together.
Yeah, at least that. Yeah, I don't remember how many there were.
Wow.
So then we ended up doing that a couple years later. Again, 18 of us and four of us flew down. Same thing. We all more cabins and four cars hauling down 95.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Okay. So let's go forward now. So you don't get down there quite as much as you like. But really, who does? I mean, we all don't. We can all stay down there longer and go down there more. But when you do stay, where is your resort of choice? What's your favorite place to stay?
Honestly, the only one we've stayed at more than once has been the cabins at Fort Wilderness, and they were my first two trips.
Okay.
Our last trip was Pop Century, and that was actually really nice. But next time I think we're going to have to go a little more moderate just for the bed size. We were at Coronado Springs a couple years ago, and it was actually really nice, so I won't mind checking that place out again.
Okay.
You might want to wait a little while.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to hold off on that for a bit. But yeah, I definitely won't mind trying that one out.
That's awesome. So if you're staying at Coronado, is the nearest park your favorite park, or what park really grabs your heart?
I love Epcot.
Bad
I just love strolling. Yeah, I just love strolling around World Showcase. You know, there's everything. You can just take your time. You know, you just walk around and have a drink or two and eat a little bit. We caught Food and Wine last time we were down there. We snacked our way around, and that's my favorite.
Was it your favorite at your first trip as well, too, or did it become your favorite later on?
Back then, it might have been. It might have been. I don't remember spending a whole lot of time in Magic Kingdom when we were there. Mm-hmm. You remember doing a lot in Epcot. We had also gone to the other park for a day, the other one you guys don't talk about, which was also a lot of fun. But yeah, I think Epcot just, you know, kind of the World Showcase aspect. I really loved being over there.
You know what? I can't say we disagree. I mean, I know that's Pete's favorite park. And it's close. I do like Epcot. I do like the Magic Kingdom. Epcot, I think, grew on me more as I became older. But when my kids went just recently, they really loved Epcot too. So it was like, good. So I know it connects with like younger kids too as well. It's not just something that you acquire. So yeah, that's an awesome choice.
Yeah, I wish we got to spend a little more time on our last trip, but we were with our daughter, who at the time was not quite 5 years old, and World Showcase wasn't the, you know, her biggest, she wasn't the biggest fan of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, we spent a lot of time in Tomorrowland and New Fantasyland, but yeah, the one night we got to, after Illuminations, we watched it in Mexico, we just strolled all the way around the other way. And unfortunately, I really wish we would have just taken a little more time to do that, but we kind of hurried all the way through it. But it's just, it was a really nice walk.
Beautiful. So, what's your ride? If you had to go and pick a ride that is your ride, what is it?
Which park?
You name it. You only get one.
Probably have to go with Tower of Terror.
Bet a girl.
Yeah. I love the thrill rides.
Okay. Tell me, now we were talking about this earlier in the week too as well. So tell me why Tower of Terror. What is it about the ride besides the thrill? Is it the theming? What is it exactly?
Well, the theming's great, but I gotta love that drop.
Okay.
It's funny that when I was a little kid, I hated roller coasters. I hated thrill rides, and my uncle made me go on one year, and ever since then, I've loved them. And I'm a little bit of an adrenaline junkie to somewhat of an extent.
Okay.
And now I love that my daughter's following the same footsteps.
That's awesome. And yeah. You know, you're right. When you think about Disney property, there's not a lot of thrill rides. You know, there are a lot of themed rides, a lot of well-thought-out attractions. But, like, as far as, like, thrill rides go, it's, like, maybe one of 7-8 real thrill rides. So,
yeah,
that's pretty cool. It does a great combination of both the thrill and the theme. So,
yeah, I really liked Rock and Roller Coaster too. But at the time, Kylie was just a little short to ride it. She's a very tall child for her age. She was a little short, so we decided to skip it. But otherwise, I know she would have loved that one too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hey, Pete, I wanted to ask you, when you were a kid, was Epcot your favorite park too as well, or did it grow on you as you got older?
See, I came to go more often as an adult.
Okay.
So, for me, I've always been in Epcot. Like, when I first went, they only had Magic Kingdom and Epcot the first time I went. Then they added MGM at the time. Magic Kingdom, my first trip, Magic Kingdom was obviously my favorite because I was fairly young. But then after that, Epcot was kind of my park.
Yeah. There are things you see there you just don't see anywhere else, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that iconic Spaceship Earth from the parking lot, when you see that, it's like, whoa, this is something different, you know? So, I get that. All right, Lisa, you ready to get involved in a brawl? All
right, let's do it.
We're going to duke it out here. We got, we purposely saved this one. And we wanted to have a good three-way battle for the championship belt here. Here's what I propose. So, if you look at all the dining and eating establishments at Walt Disney World, my number's going to be off, but it's like well over 100 restaurants. As a matter of fact, I'm at 9 pages and printed out here of how many restaurants there are. We want to determine, essentially, we want to have the draft. We want the restaurant draft today. And usually it's just me and Pete duking it out with one person to judge, but we figured we're going to go three-way here, and we're going to get a third person involved. So, we're going to go in a draft fashion. We're going to lead off with ladies first, and then you want to go next, big guy? I'll go third. We'll go in order, selecting restaurants. We have a special judge lined up, and that's going to be the next show. We have a special judge ready to roll. We're going to pit our restaurants against each other. So, the only ground rules would be, let's not include any shows. So if you have things like the Hoop-Dee-Doo that includes a show, that's probably a very tough comparison. So no shows. And outside of that, may the best eater win. So, Lisa, I got my scoring pen ready to roll. You are up.
All right. Well, I'm bouncing between two, but I'm going with Le Cellier.
Le Cellier. She was highlighted. Pete, where was she on your list? Was she on your list?
Nope.
No. Uncontested. It is yours, Le Cellier. When was the last time you were there? Were you there back in 2006, or these can be restaurants, Lisa, that you've not tried but you want to try.
Right. We actually, our last trip was October 2015, okay. And that was our favorite restaurant of the one and only time we've ever been there, but we loved it.
Okay. Pretty cool. So I'm marking you down as you've been there in 2015. So, Pete, I should specify, too, that even on my list, I haven't been to all these restaurants, but I want to go, so I'm basing them largely upon menu and reputation, as well as my own personal, like, thoughts of the restaurant. So,
wow, there's, like, three on mine that I haven't gone to.
Well, because you're the food man. I can't compete against you. Are you kidding me? All right, big guy, I scratched the cellier off. You are up.
Tiffin's Animal Kingdom.
Oh, man, you guys are taking these big heavy hitters. Wow.
Yeah, that's why they call it a first-round draft pick, Chris. you don't take an offensive lineman first round. You go for your quarterback. You go for your receiver.
Pete, I got Cosmic Rays plan number one. This is a terrible draft for me. All right. So, Tiffin's, and I know you were there.
I was.
Yes. What was your dessert again? It was lychee something or other, right?
Yeah, it was a lychee tart.
See how well I remember? Look at that. All right. Here we go. I'm going to go third, and I'm going to go and try and take this old school. I'm going to take the 50s Primetime Cafe.
I had that one somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to try and appeal to the good senses of the judge and go with something nostalgic. So I'm going with 50s Primetime. I know they had to be on your list, big guy.
Nope.
Oh, you're going with all the headliners, aren't you?
No, not necessarily.
All right. Lisa, you are up.
All right. I'm pretty sure my next pick that our judge will love, and I'm going with Trail's End.
Oh, Trail's End. And it's like a tip. It's a hint of who our judge is. All right. So right now everyone's like, oh, I know who the judge is. So very good. Trail's End. It was on my list. That's for sure.
I just scratched it from mine as well.
All right. Yeah. It's like a real draft. You can actually hear the scratching off. So, big guy, number two.
Number two, Flying Fish at Boardwalk.
Good choice. You've been there. Have you been there?
I've been there pre-remodel and now my last trip for the post-remodel.
You beat me. All I can go is on reputation alone. I've not been there. Have you been there, Lisa?
Fantastic.
No, I haven't. No, not that one.
Is it better now than it was, Pete, or was it better then?
Food is still very, very good. I like the decor better now. I think it's a little more fitting. It's a little more upscale now.
Okay.
Of decor-wise. But it's not so upscale that you feel like it's stuffy.
Okay. Okay. As I'm looking on my list, you guys are going big time. I'm going to go with the biggest of the big time. And I have not eaten there because, frankly, I probably couldn't afford it. I'm going to go with
Victoria and Albert's.
I'm going with Victoria and Albert's.
That's why I left it off my list. I can never afford it.
Right? Yeah, so there's no doubt. Chris, have you eaten there? No.
What's funny is that was actually one of my alternates.
Yeah.
I have that as an alternate for something else.
I got to imagine, though, it's on your bucket list. Being the gourmand that you are, it's got to be on a list for you somewhere.
Yeah, you know, there's so many other places that I can go that really spending that kind of money for a meal.
But you could have the chef's table, right?
Yeah, but that's available at other restaurants too.
You're taking the buzz out of it, Pete. Come on now. This is my draft pick. It's my second round
pick. I'm not saying it's a bad pick. I'm just saying that it's not really on that list of things that I have to do.
Okay.
Like, for me, staying at the Poly was a bucket list. Victoria and Albert's isn't necessarily a bucket list. Would I like it? Yeah, definitely. But
Lisa, does it ever make a list for you?
Only if somebody else is paying.
Yeah. And the kids are being watched by somebody else, right?
Yeah.
For me to go and drop that money and look at my daughter as she picks through her food, the vein in my forehead would just start to bulge. So
That's when they get dropped off the kids' club.
Right? There you go, kids' club. There's no
one
there.
If you're going to Victoria and Albert's, the kids aren't even going to Disney. They're staying home.
It's true.
That's when the kids go to, like, Lilo's Playhouse or something.
So very true. All right, Lisa, you are up next.
Okay, I am going to... I'm going to go to Chef Mickey's.
Oh, that's on my list.
Not... So, I mean, I thought the food was good. My husband may disagree. He thought it was just okay. But I love that you can meet the Fab Five all in one shot and you don't have to wait in line.
You know what? I can't disagree with you. It's on my list. And the food is good, but the experience is really cool.
So, exactly.
Yeah, no, I can't disagree. That's a good pick. 100%. As a matter of fact, though, we've never gone for dinner. We've only gone for breakfast. And
okay.
Yeah.
We did dinner. And I actually thought the food was pretty good. I left full, fat and happy. But my husband later on said, it was okay. But we got to meet Mickey and all the rest, so I was happy.
Lisa, here's what happens to me every time I go to a character meal. I sit down, and literally the characters are like four tables from me. So I can evaluate. I don't got enough time to get my food and get back. So I just kind of have to sit there and wait till they come over by us. Well, before you know it, it's like 30 minutes have passed. So you meet all the characters. And it was like, oh, did I time this one poorly? So
yeah.
But it's worth it. Chef Mickey's pretty cool. It's on my list, that's for sure. Yeah. Peter.
All right. I'm going with a restaurant I just had for the first time and really enjoyed was Sanaa.
Sanaa. I'm writing this down. I've not eaten at it. I've looked at it. Perhaps the kids intimidated me away from it, but I'm marking it down. So what was the best part about that meal, Pete?
I really enjoyed the bread service, to be completely honest.
Mm-hmm. Everyone loves that and tweets about it and shows pictures about it. And yeah, pretty cool. All right, I'm writing down Chef Mickey's. All right, I'm going to go with a restaurant I've never eaten at.
Must be a steakhouse.
Yeah, no doubt. And cost more than $14. So, but I always want to, because even though I said you don't get a show, this offers you a show at the restaurant. I'm going to go with the California Grill. And I'm going to get the show even if it's not intended. You been there, Pete?
Nope.
Lisa, you been there?
No, but I had it on my list.
Yeah, so this is just on reputation alone, but how do you beat looking at the fireworks at nighttime?
That's the reason I had it on my list.
There you go.
You can do that from Ohana, too.
Well, Pete, maybe that's on my list next. Come on. Come on now. Lisa, you're up.
All right. I'm probably going to say this wrong, but Akershus?
Ooh, the buffet.
Yeah.
And tell me, it was initially on my list, but then the menu's different. Why? How did it make your list? Why?
Well, we did breakfast there, and we actually surprised my daughter with the breakfast with the princesses.
Okay.
And that I think that the memory more of the actual food, to be completely honest. I mean, she didn't know we were going. We walked in, and we went around the corner, and she said, oh, I see Belle, or whichever princess it was at the time, you know, and she was just so starstruck.
Yeah.
You know, she loved it, and I think for me it was the memories.
You know what? And that's probably why Chef Mickey's made your list, and I feel the same way about Chef Mickey's, too, it's the memories that tie in with the food. So,
yeah.
So good choice. I've not been courageous enough because that is a unique menu. I know they serve a lot of cold salmon and, you know, Norwegian dishes.
Yeah, that's why we did breakfast. It was a little more mainstream American, not the little more of the Norwegian.
Okay.
So, you know, we got the eggs and the sausages and the bacon, things like that, and then you could go up to the buffet and get some pastries and stuff like that. So that's why I picked the breakfast instead of the dinner.
Okay. With all this information you have about breakfast, lunch, dinner, you would seem to be a very knowledgeable person in the subject, sort of like a person that might plan these things out.
Yes.
is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about that briefly before Pete's pick. So tell me about that, too.
Okay, well, I am a travel agent with Mickey World Travel.
Okay.
And I can be reached. I have a Facebook page. You can search for me, Mickey World Travel -Lisa Yost, and I can help you plan your next vacation.
That's awesome. Even though we have a sponsorship, you know what? Anyone that comes on the show, you're a friend of ours, and feel free. I want you to go in and plug what you feel you need to plug. That's completely cool. So
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Of course. So, Pete, I didn't know that I was going to be clearly the third best option. I thought I was going to have some good offerings here, but between Lisa's knowledge and your food knowledge, I'm in trouble here, it seems, huh?
Yeah, you might be.
Am I? I'm always in trouble. All right, big guy, you're number four.
All right, you guys both had Le Cellier. I think Le Cellier is good. I think it's overhyped. And for the same, if not better quality, I'm going over to Yachtsman Steakhouse. Yacht Club Resort.
That was going to be my next one.
And that was on your last vacation too, right, buddy?
That sure was. That was actually, I want to say that was my actual birthday day dinner.
Was it really?
I believe so.
What did you have?
Everything.
I want to say I had the ribeye.
Nice.
Yeah. Very good. They will not allow one person to order the tomahawk anymore, though. At least not on the dining plan.
Oh, yeah?
It's meant for two people, so they said no. I tried.
Pete, would I find that place interesting?
They do have some fish dishes. They have really good twice-baked potatoes.
I think I actually did see a couple fish options on the menu. So,
yeah, my cousin's boyfriend actually, they split an appetizer of the Seafood Tower, which honestly looked really, really good. But
cool. All right. Let me take you out of the theme parks. And, Pete, you brought us to the beach club. I'm going to take you to the Wilderness Lodge, and I'm going to go to Artist Point because I've not been there, but it's on my list. I want to get that berry cobbler. And Joffrey's makes a coffee. That is the Artist Point coffee.
Ooh, that is really good.
Isn't it awesome?
It's really good.
Whenever I put an order in, that's always part of the order, no matter how bad I want to try something else. It's like, I can't do it. I got to do this. Yeah. So,
the Le Cellier coffee is actually what has got hooked on Joffrey. So that is now in every order. But yeah, Artist Point was... It's at the top of our list.
Okay. I've got a bag of Le Cellier that I haven't opened yet. So
really good. Really good.
As good as Artist Point? Better? Worse? Different?
Our opinion, my husband and I, we do like the Le Cellier a little better.
Okay.
It is now something we have to order every time. But if we're still looking for something else that we want, Artist Point is up there. That's probably our second or third favorite.
Pretty cool. And side note and tangent is the world will be a much happier place once Joffrey's can put the Disney blends out in K-Cups.
Yes.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Agreed.
So. Yes.
Okay. Lisa, you're up. Number five, halfway through.
Okay. A couple of them are taken. I am going to go with... We'll try the new paddlefish.
Okay, so we're going to go to the Springs.
Yes.
Okay. The new paddlefish. Pete, you would be the only person that would have had a chance to go eat it, but I don't even think it was open when you were there, right, buddy?
They actually opened after I left.
Okay. So that's based on YouTube videos, reputation, but it looks really good. And the views of everything at nighttime, potentially even the drone show next Christmas, could be awesome. So, pretty cool. All right, you got it. Peter.
I'm going to go with my first quick service, actually. And I didn't get there on my last trip because I got sidetracked by Planet Hollywood Observatory instead. We're actually on our way to Daily Poutine.
Okay. Make sure I spell this right.
spell it phonetically, pal.
Yeah, there you go. Pete, I wanted to ask you. You mentioned the Planet Hollywood Observatory. You went there?
Yep.
Okay. 0 to 10, 0 being I'm never going back, 10 being it's really good. What is it?
6.5, 7. Well, I enjoyed it.
Okay. Better than Planet Hollywood?
Yes.
Okay. Because I did go to that Planet Hollywood, and I did think that was just a miserable dining experience. So, it's improved.
No, it's, the appetizers are just okay. But the burger I had, as messy as it was, it had really good flavor to it, so I was quite happy with it.
Okay. You got it. I got the poutine restaurant. You're good to go. So, let me take you Hang on as I flip the pages, like a draft pick here. Let me take you to the Sci-Fi Dine-In. I'm going with nostalgia again. Hopefully they like the Hollywood studios.
I can tell you, our judge does like studios because that's where I met up with him on my last trip. So.
Oh, so there's another tip. Another tip you met up with him. All right. Sci-Fi Dine-In. Was it in your list at all, Pete?
No, it was not.
Lisa?
No.
Oh, come on. At least some of it made me feel good. Tell me it's on your list. Huh? All right. Lisa, you're up.
All right. I am going to go with Viennapoli.
Ooh, that might have made Pete's list.
Yeah, it sure did. It's off of it now, but...
Tell me why.
I've heard their wood-fire pizza is really good.
Pete, can you confirm?
I can absolutely confirm that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know it's always, when we talk about food and we get to Epcot, that's always one of the things Pete mentions. So,
yeah.
All right, big guy, you're up.
Let's see. You know what? I don't have anything in Magic Kingdom yet, and I'm going to have to take a classic quick service and go with Pecos Bill.
Pecos Bill. You are a fan of the cheese sauce?
The plastic cheese is gone, alas. But they do have a new secret super huge nachos.
I saw this, and I saw it was secret.
Yeah, did you see the video of it on Big Fat Panda's YouTube channel?
I did.
It's ridiculous.
I did see it.
Totally want to try it.
Would you share, or would it just be for you?
No, I'd have to share. Come on. I mean, I'm a big guy, but that's...
All right.
That's pretty,
I think you're up for the challenge.
Yeah, oh. I'm also up for a coronary if I eat that entire thing. Are you kidding me?
All right, let me take you to Epcot. I've never been here, and it's always on my list of places I want to go and eat. Not necessarily for the food quality, but for the theming. I can't think of another restaurant that's as well themed as this. You guys got any guesses where I'm going to take you? It's in the World Showcase.
Mm. I would hope so, because the restaurants that aren't in World Showcase aren't all that well.
I could have been taking you to the Coral Reef restaurant. You
know, yeah, right? That's true.
Right?
I'm going to say it's in France.
No. I'm going to take you to the Saint-Angel Inn.
Not
for the food quality, just something about being in perpetual twilight in the village when you're eating there and seeing the boats go by. There's something really cool about that. And I've not ever eaten there. And the funny thing is, I love Mexican food. So
you, same here. I've never eaten there either, and I love Mexican food.
Well, Pete, when we go down, we have that big podcast gathering. We're eating there. Ian?
I'll be there.
That a boy.
I'll try to be there at least.
All right. Lisa, you're up.
Alrighty. I'm not sure if our judge will like this, but I know my daughter would. How about Cinderella's Royal Table?
Cinderella's. It was on my list. It was close. Have you gone?
No, we actually opted for the Akershus.
Okay.
Instead of Cinderella's Royal Table, because the whole, we had dining credits and Cinderella's Royal Table is two. We also did Le Cellier, that was two, and we couldn't afford all the dining credits. So we went to eat in Norway instead.
Okay. Yeah. Will it be on the list next time?
Possibly.
Possibly. Okay.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I've not gone either. We've always veered off a little bit, gone towards Crystal Palace. We haven't quite taken that step to Cinderella's just yet. And I'm not quite sure why that is. I've got a daughter the same age, too, that would love it, you know? So, okay.
Yeah, I know my daughter loved the princesses and eating the castle. I mean, I would just love that. But like I said, with the whole dining credit thing, we went with the other princess dining option.
Okay. Big guy, you're up.
All right. I'm gonna go have a drink at this one. Go with Trader Sam's Grog Grotto.
Oh, so you kind of bend the rules here because they do serve food.
They sure do.
Mmm. Good choice. And
if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
So true, so true.
Especially in this thing.
Yep. Well, let me see if I can figure out a cheating one here. I do.
Laura drafted an entire pavilion at one point, remember?
She did. She sometimes just bends those rules a little too far. Speaking of which, she's
I'm going to take World Showcase.
She's due any day now, so. Okay, I'm going to bend the rules, and I'm going to cheat a little bit here then. My place serves food too, but it also is the most renowned dessert location in Walt Disney World property. I'm taking you to do the Beaches and Cream. Because I'm going to hopefully appeal to the judge's sweet tooth. So, kind of an underdog.
Does he have a sweet tooth? Uh-oh.
I'm hoping so. I'm going to text him right now. All right.
Lisa, dear mystery judge, please ignore Chris's text message.
All right. Well, if you guys are cheating, I'm going to try a little bit, too. How about Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar?
Oh, you're good. Good
girl.
Choice.
Good girl. Okay, so let me ask you. Have you been, or are you an Indiana Jones fan?
I have not been, but I am an Indies fan.
That's awesome. We walk by it, and I always have the kids with me, and it's like, I could do it. Maybe not. Should I do it? We always walk past it, but it's always like, I got to do this. I got to do this. So when you go, tell us how it is, all right?
All right.
Pete, you been?
To Jock Lindsay's, I have not yet.
Going to be on your list, too. All right, buddy, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go over to Port Orleans. Have me some buffalo wings at the River Roost.
Are you claiming the River Roost Lounge as your restaurant?
I sure am.
Holy cow, so you're trying to sneak in a show without actually sneaking in a show?
Cheater. Yeah.
So maybe you go on a Thursday, maybe?
What
maybe
in you the don't. World?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Holy cow. Oh,
that was nice.
I see through your ruse here, Pete. That's dirty. And it's also genius. So
When we went over there, my wife, my cousin, myself, and my cousin's boyfriend, they had the little appetizer menu out. I covered up the one item we weren't going to get. I looked at the waitress. I said, yes. And I just kind of ran my finger down the list. And she just brought everything out for us.
That's I would suspect you would do that exact same thing. So that's exactly what I would think you would do. All right. I'm going to go with a little more customary option because I've been here several times, and I'm going to pick the Boma Buffet.
Oh, okay.
Have you, Lisa or Pete, have you been to Boma?
No.
No.
You've got to go. If you like buffets, it's like, as far as like not like crazy cost, especially for breakfast, it's not to be believed. It's awesome. It's really good. It's got all the theming and all the feel of, you know, the Animal Kingdom Lodge atmosphere, and a bunch of standard American fare, a bunch of African inspired breakfast fare. It's just really, really good, and it's reasonable. It's not like crazy. We always go back to it, and since I'm bringing five every time, I'm always pretty cost conscious. So put it on your list. You won't be disappointed, I promise you. So Lisa, you're up. You got two left. Hit them good.
Oh, all right. How about dinner and a little fun at Splitsville?
Oh man, you're good. Pete, that was awesome. She got a show too, but it's not a show, it's interactive.
Yeah, she gets to go bowl.
Oh man, and I'm eating Beaches and Cream. Alright, you're up, Peter.
Alright. I'm gonna go You know what? I'm gonna go to dinner over at Epcot. Right around 8:45 reservation at Rose and Crown. Sit outside and watch Illuminations while I have my fish and chips.
And I'll have to put a time in for you too. You have to describe that. I like.
Oh no, I'd go to Rose and I went to Rose and Crown for lunch. I'm just saying, if you can go it right before Illuminations, it'll be even better.
Can't say I argue with that. It's pretty good, my friend.
I had it on my list.
All right. Let's come up with something big here, then. See, and I'm a vegetarian. How could I put this on my list? There's no way I could say this word. I cannot do that. I'm going to have to skip that one. I'm going to have to go with something a little understated. I'm going to have to go with Olivia's Cafe.
I had a feeling that would end up on your list somewhere.
Yeah, because it was a really cool experience. It was so casual, so laid back, and like you left there feeling like you were going to die of a food coma. They gave you so much food. Isn't that an awesome feeling when you're on vacation? Calories don't count. You don't care, right? All right. Peter, you got one. Lisa, you got one. Lisa, make it good.
All right. I got a few left, but... all right. I am going to try... I've never been here, so I hope this is half decent. Cape May Cafe for the all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Okay, I have been there. Not for crab legs, but for breakfast. I have been there. So, Pete, you been?
I have not.
It's, for breakfast at least, a really good quality experience. Fun. Goofy came over and publicly kissed me in my head right in the middle of the restaurant. So that's what my daughter remembers. This sound right when he gave me a kiss right in my head. So, but we always walk by dinner time. I'm always tempted because the smells that waft out of there are just heavenly. So, good choice. Peter, can you top it?
Let's see. I've got some that are actually very, very high on my list of favorites, but I think I'm going to have to go the ultimate snack, the pineapple lanai at the Polynesian, so I can make sure I can get the Dole Whips.
Wow. Wow. Hang on at the Poly, and you'll get your Dole Whips. Interesting choice, Pete. That's definitely out of left field.
It was going to be that or Tempanito or Blaze Pizza, I think. So.
Blaze Pizza just went on Sunday. Mm-hmm.
You should have gone yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt. Lisa, we have a Blaze Pizza by us, and so on Friday by us, they run a $5 pizza special. Any pizza you want, $5.
So wow.
The line's crazy busy. Yesterday, they ran a special for Pi Day.
$3.14.
For a pie. And one per person, so I could only imagine that they probably needed security yesterday just to get,
oh, wow.
Get people in.
Yeah, that's insane. That's crazy.
Yeah, apparently there were three locations that didn't do that promotion. Disney Springs was one of the three that did not do it.
Oh. Yeah, you would need security for that.
They probably needed security just to get cars in and out of the parking lot. You know? So, all right. So, I'm going to go with a little bit of something here. Look at all the good restaurants we're not going to draft. We're not going to draft Crystal Palace. We're not going to draft Narcoossee's. We're not going to draft any of these great places. I'm going to pull something out of left field here. I'm going to go with the Earl of Sandwich. And I'm just hoping that our judge is a sandwich fan. And I know I could have went for big time much better than that to be our guest, but I'm hoping he likes the holiday sandwich. What do you think about that, Pete?
Can't go wrong. I mean, it's always a good choice.
Tricky devil, right? No show, though, involved. Unless you count people watching. That could be a show. All right, so we wrapped them up. We've got 10 each. We will have the judge come on next week. We'll pit our restaurants and our food options against each other, and we'll see who comes away as the heavyweight champ. But before we wrap it up, I want to get you guys' feedback. You guys got a minute or two to spare for me here? I want to talk to you about some stuff here. You got time, Lisa, Pete, for me?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, why not?
December 31st, 2017, La Nuba by Cirque du Soleil will give their final performance.
Yay!
I was kind of getting there, but I didn't know for sure. There is no further information about what kind of entertainment might replace it. So, have you seen the show?
No.
Nope.
Do you have any desire to see the show?
Nope.
Lisa?
It's been there for 20-something years. If I didn't see it by now, I'm not going to see it.
What do you
I think I'd rather see something else, but, you know, if it's there, okay, but...
That, you know what? Inherently, that's the problem. We got three people on, and I think we all kind of feel very similar. Yeah, we'd go, but that's expensive. We're not going to make special plans to see it, and it almost forces you to kind of take a day away from the park, doesn't it? Because you got to hit the show up at, like, 7 o'clock, right? So...
I don't even know what time they run the shows.
I think they run two per night. I could be mistaken, but I thought they ran two per night. But there you go. We got three people. I would say three Walt Disney World veterans, and none of us have seen the show. That's why it's getting replaced. Wouldn't you agree? Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
I think everybody that's going to see it has seen it.
Okay. Pete, do you have $105.44 in your pocket? Well, for you, let's make that $210.88 in your pocket. Do you have that?
In my pocket or in my checking account? Or I don't carry that kind of cash, man. I mean, come on.
All right. So let's say you have it in your bank account. Lisa, would you be interested in doing this? Would you be interested in the Celebration at the Top? Sip, Savor, and Sparkle is a new dining event at California Grill at the Contemporary. Enjoy a view of the Magic Kingdom nighttime spectacular fireworks from a private observation deck on the top of the Contemporary Resort, along with light bites and refreshments, and dessert is served after the fireworks show. $105.44 per person. What do you think? Worth it? Not worth it? Are you kidding me? What are your thoughts?
It's a little pricey for that. It doesn't include, it's just snacks?
Yeah, light
not
bites.
Not even dinner or drinks?
It says light bites. It probably includes a drink, but it might not include more than one drink.
Nah, not for that price.
What do you think,
no.
Pete? You're buying the experience. Is it worth it to you to have that experience, Pete? Peter?
Yeah. No.
Were you doing your math?
No, I had to ask my wife a question, and I forgot I muted myself.
Okay. Well, now that you're back on amongst the living, not worth it? Not worth $210?
Yeah, no. I don't think so.
That seems pricey, doesn't it? It does say light bites and refreshments, so Lisa, it doesn't even say drinks.
Yeah, no, maybe if it was dinner or drinks, maybe. Mm-hmm. But no, not just for light for refreshments, no.
Here's the thing for Chris, I know you and I could do this. Lisa, if we're there at the same time, one of us will bring you up there, I guess.
Okay.
We can go to the Top of the World Lounge, get a refreshment, a snack, and watch the fireworks from up there.
And what's the cost of that, Pete?
It doesn't cost us anything.
Yeah, zero.
There you go.
Right? Zero. So
it's now, okay, there is a cost involved. You did have to buy DVC, but...
That's true.
So I guess
$16,000.
It's a really expensive cost, but you do get a lot of other perks with that, you know, like someplace to stay every year, so...
Okay. Here's my last question, and it's a goofy one. So, you guys water park fans? Pete, I know you're a water guy. How about water parks?
Yeah, to a degree. I'm not a huge fan of lugging big inflatable rafts up four stories of stairs.
Okay, well, I got you. I got you solved here. How about you? How's the Yost family? Are they water park fans?
We used to be. Yeah, okay. We're actually waiting for my daughter to get a little better swimming, and then we'll start hitting them up again.
Okay. So have you guys seen the Misadventure ride at Typhoon Lagoon?
Misadventure Falls?
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen pictures, like artist renderings. I haven't seen any video or anything from it.
Okay, so there's YouTube video ride-through already of it. So, of course, during dinner, that's what my family does. We watch YouTube ride videos like any good family, right? That's what everyone does, I'm assuming, right?
Of course.
So we saw this. It's a family tube ride. So you sit like five people around in a tube and you board at the bottom. But Pete, I got you solved. You don't have to lug it. You actually ride up the lift in the tube ride. And then you casually go down throughout the ride. It is themed. There is a Mayan head like in the middle of it. There is the character and her parrot. I think it's Misadventure or whatever her first name is. I'm not quite sure. Oceaneer. Mary Oceaneer. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, she's there, and it's really well themed. It looked really cool. So here's my question. Does that ride make you want to go to Typhoon Lagoon anymore, or it doesn't even change your mind about going to Typhoon Lagoon, or it doesn't add any value? Because that's my question is, they added a lot of theming and money to a water park. Does it make you want to go more, or does it seem superfluous?
I think for me, because of the time of year that I tend to go, mm-hmm. it's less of an interest for me. You know, being that, you know, we'll go January, February, maybe March. Or we're going like September, October, November.
Okay.
I know September can still be a little warm, but October, November, December, they're warm, but it's not necessarily I want to go sit in water all day warm.
Yeah. Lisa, how about you? Does it make you want to go to the water park? Or what I question is, was it worth the money spent? I don't know if it makes me want to go to the park anymore. I know it's there. I think it'll be fun, but it doesn't draw me to the park. What do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, if I want to go, it's going to be for everything. Not just one particular ride is really going to draw me anymore to that park.
Right.
They did add some others. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Lisa. Finish.
Nope, I was done. Go ahead.
I think they did add some other things to that area. I don't think they just put in that one ride, did they?
You know what? I can't be sure of that. All I see is the videos of the ride, and I look at it and I think, that's cool. But like the next action is, okay, I'm still probably not going, you know, right now. So hopefully if I had tickets already reserved or if I bought tickets, I'd go. But it wouldn't like sway me to go there. So
right. They took out the shark reef for that, didn't they? Is that what they took out the shark reef for?
Yeah, that kind of upset me too.
Yeah, we did that on my first trip. That was pretty cool.
Laura, did you listen a couple shows back? Pete was going to actually change that to the Gungan City for Star Wars, but I don't know if they got that done. So,
it must be why they took it out.
Speaking of which, Lisa, this is an unrehearsed question. Okay, so give me your honest answer. Okay.
Oh, brother! Here we
go. Actually, I kind of know this one. That's why I'm saying it, setting it up. Lisa, are Star Wars or Guardians?
Oh, Guardians.
Best that a girl! That a girl. I got one to agree with me, Pete. One.
Sorry, I like Star Wars, but I'm much more of a Marvel girl myself.
I know you're a Marvel girl. We've been communicating with that, so pretty cool. Sorry, Pete.
That's okay. He's been ganged up on every single episode outside of this one.
I deserve one, right, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, I can still just bring up the term car dealership, and he just kind of slinks away now.
Oh,
so.
The car dealership. Lisa, I got to talk to you about this. It's one of my greatest ideas.
No,
it's
you.
Not. Thank you.
All right.
See, your ally already flipped on you, buddy.
Only about the car dealership, maybe because she doesn't know all about it. So.
No, I have a feeling she does.
All right.
Because that was a really quick answer by her.
No, thank you.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. Lisa, if anyone wanted to get in contact with you, how could they?
Oh, okay. I'm on Facebook, More of Anything, Lisa Yost. Mm-hmm. I said before, I am with Mickey World Travel, so you can look me up there. Or my email is lisayost@mickeyworldtravel.com. I am on Twitter. Don't use it a whole lot. But I'm Ciadoe, Ciadoe. And that's pretty much about it.
Lisa, before you go, I do want to ask you one question. So, I know you're a big podcast listener. So, you know what? I always like to go and take notes because, frankly, Pete and I are huge podcast fans ourselves. Give us a list of your top five Disney podcasts, and don't include, you know, well, I know we're not on your list. Don't include us. Give us your top five Disney podcasts. Let's hear what you got.
All right. Well, actually, you guys are on there, and I'm not just kissing up. Resort Loop. The WDW Messenger.
Okay.
Is that three? Who else? Mickey Dudes.
Okay.
And what's the other one I listen to? WW Today.
Okay.
I think it's the other one. I have a couple. But.
Well, I'll be honest. I'm just honored to be amongst those guys. Those are some pretty heavy hitters. So
I found you guys late in the game, but you're up there.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. Anything else, Pete? Do we have anything else for Lisa or for the show today, buddy?
Yeah, I know being a new guest, I'm supposed to ask her about the fifth gate, but with me preparing for the move, I don't have that,
information.
Those notes available to me at this point.
Yeah.
So I will get that information from her on the next show when we have our mystery judge join us.
Okay. And Pete, if I could be so bold, you know what? There's a public face that Pete can give Chris, and there's a private face that we actually kind of are a little always hesitant to share. But if you could say a prayer, my dad's going through some health issues right now. I'd appreciate some kind of some prayers from people for my dad. And the big guy is going to be moving very soon, and you know, I've kind of volunteered to go over there and help the big guy move. So we're going to be jostling our schedule around.
But that was silly, by the way. I don't know why you did that. I appreciate it, but I don't know why you did it.
Oh, are you kidding me? I love you. I'd help you no matter what. So, but we're going to get this done no matter what. We're going to keep recording because, honestly, it provides us the creative outlet, and it provides us, honestly, stress relief to just do this and talk to awesome people like you, Lisa. So,
oh, well, thank you.
So, wrapping this up, if you could go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review, we'd greatly appreciate that. And outside of that, thank you for downloading and listening. We know there's a ton of good Disney podcasts. There's a ton of great Disney podcasts. And we just hope, you know, to make your list and maybe give us a shot. So, thank you for listening. That being said, everyone, have a good evening.
See ya.
Bye.